Hello, Facebook. Hello, YouTube. Hello, Twitter. Hello, the website. If you're watching Ask Angelica, thank you. If you're watching on Angelica's German Tuition and Translation page, thank you. We'll be live in 48 seconds with, well, we'll tell you what it's all about when we actually come on screen shortly. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen. I'm watching the counter, seeing the numbers going down.
Indeed, indeed. They're heading towards zero. And when they get to zero, we shall appear on screen, ready to go with this week's broadcast. And we'll tell you more about it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we can do the countdown in a minute. In a second.
We can. We're getting closer.
And we say acht, sieben, sechs, fünf, vier.
Drei, zwei, eins. We made it. Okay, I just need to move this out of the way because I think it's sort of spoiling the view. So without knocking anything else over, I'll put that over there. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen. And while you did that, it gave Chris time to join us. Hello, Chris.
And say hello to Chris in Belgium. Chris, thank you for joining us. And hello. Right, now, if you've not watched this before, well, first of all, welcome to the show. That's where we should start. And this is, and I'm going to read it out as it actually goes across the bottom. This is Ask Angelica, German Language Tuition, Idioms and Tongue Twisters, K, Series 4, Episode 11. Okay. Yeah. Angelica, would you like to explain a little bit more about what we're doing today?
Yes, so in season 4, we're working our way through the alphabet with idioms and tongue twister, if I can find some. And so if you've never watched this before, this is episode 11, so there are 10 you could already catch up on YouTube or my website or Twitter. Well, Twitter, you probably never find it. And what I've done is I found some idioms, and this time it's with the letter K. Actually, all the keywords, the main nouns, have got the letter K. This time it was really easy. I have given a literal translation, which, of course, most of the time doesn't make any sense whatsoever, and then the English equivalent. And to finish it all off, Stephen's favourite, a tongue twister.
Indeed, I always look forward to the tongue twister.
Yes,
because we both have to do it, which is only fair. Right, so Angelica has put together the sentences in German and in English. My task during this broadcast is to read the German sentences out. Angelica will correct any pronunciation problems, and we'll take it from there. So we've got the phrases ready to go, locked in the agenda. Let's make a start. So phrase number one is die Kirche im Dorf lassen.
Die Kirche im Dorf lassen.
Right, okay. And I hope you were saying at the same time, Chris. Die Kirche im Dorf lassen. Right, okay. Literal translation. The church lies in...
Not lies. Nope. To leave. Lassen means to leave.
Okay, I'm struggling with Dorf as well, so if you were to help us out on that. But
Dorf is a village.
The church leaves the village.
No, to leave the church in the village.
To leave the church in the village. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so literal translation is to leave the church in the village. Okay, now our English equivalent, to leave the church in the village. I can't think of an English saying which actually equates to that.
No.
But obviously there is one. Or
In English, I don't think it's an idiom.
Okay. So let's find the translation. And translation is literal. True translation, we would say to not get carried away.
Mm.
So how do you get from leave the church in the village to not getting carried away?
Well, in the olden days, the church, I don't know, I don't think it is still anymore, but in when they used to build the villages, the church was the center of the village.
Yeah.
And people felt like that doesn't need to change. So any planned changes shouldn't really be exaggerated and people shouldn't get carried away. And in German, they just stayed. It's an idiom. People who know the idiom know that it means not to get carried away. I think we may have some other idiom. Do we have any other proper idioms for not to get carried away?
I don't know. Can't think of any offhand. Okay. Right. So that's number one. Number two. Phrase number two. Einen Kater haben.
Kater.
Einen Kater.
Yeah.
Right. To have one. No, it's not familiar to me. Was ist ein Kater?
Ein Kater ist eine männliche Katze.
A wild cat.
No, a male cat, I said. It's a tomcat.
Okay, and we say hello to Corinda. We'll come back to the phrase in a minute. Corinda. Roland.
Roland.
It's Roland. I miss
hello, Roland.
It's Roland and Chris to be drunk, says Chris. Okay. Welcome, Roland.
Okay, yeah.
So we're going to go with phrase two. I'm going to hide that and bring phrase two on. Right. So literal translation.
The literal translation is to have a tomcat.
To have a tomcat. Okay. And Chris is saying Malika is a male cat.
Oh, that must be the cat picture she's using as her avatar.
Right. Okay. A literal translation is to have a tomcat. And our equivalent in England is...
Oh, no, we haven't. Yeah, go on then. It's to have a hangover.
Right, okay.
One thing is, in Germany, you know what the person is talking. If people talking about the pets they have, and I would say, oh, ich habe einen Kater, everybody knows I'm talking about my cat. Yeah?
Yes.
If I get up first thing in the morning and I say, ich habe vielleicht einen Kater. You all know I wouldn't be talking about my cat. I'm talking about having had too much to drink the night before. It comes from, I went to look to find out. There are two thoughts where it comes from. One is from the old, or from the word Katar, which sort of was mentioned, people used to say, oh, ich habe einen Katar, when they had colds or the sniffles or, you know, or they were generally feeling unwell. And somehow that had turned into Kater. But another thought is that it also comes from the Katzenjammer, which is sort of the lamenting of the cat. No, I don't have a drinks problem, Roland. No, Stephen has never seen me, and I don't think anybody. Oh no, I wouldn't say never, but I can still
count. Rarely.
I can count the days on one hand since I've been an adult that I actually had a bit too much to drink. So I do know what it's like. But
I've only got
been a long time now, isn't it?
It has been a long time. I've only got drunk once since I moved down to Devizes, Roland, and we're not going to say which party it was at, but yes, walking along canal was fun. Right. Okay. Yes. So to have a hangover is the answer to phrase two. Phrase three. Den kürzeren ziehen.
Den kürzeren ziehen.
Den kürzeren ziehen. All right, to see the short. Now, kurz is it's not short.
Kürzer is shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ziehen, you see that on the doors, is to pull rather than to push.
Yeah, okay. So to pull the...
The shorter one. In English, you would really, well, you would have to add the word one or the shorter whatever.
Then Catherine Zian, literal translation is, translation three, to pull the other one.
The shorter one, not the other one. That's something different. The
shorter one. Okay.
It's all actually right. Very similar to the English one.
Okay. And the English is to draw the short straw. That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Yeah. Except yeah. In German, we're not bothered with the word straw. We're just talking about the short, and everybody knows what you're talking about. Because that, but the idiom in German or in English comes from the days when they used to have straws and or pieces, bits of grass, didn't they? Mm-hmm. To find out who's the unlucky one.
Who's got to do the task.
Whatever it is, yeah. So in English, we've got the word straw in there, and in German, we don't bother.
Literally means, but our English equivalent is pull the shorter one. And over to Roland. That's good to hear. Okay, it's in reference to
that. That was about us not having a drinking problem.
That's correct, yes. Okay. Phrase four. Einen Klotz im Hals haben.
Einen Klos im Hals.
Okay, im Hals haben. To have a... I'm not doing well on translations, Angelica.
Klos is a dumpling.
To have a dumpling in the... Can you help, please?
Throat.
To have a dumpling in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Literal translation is to have a dumpling in one's throat. I can't wait to find out what the English equivalent is.
It's not that much different.
Okay, let's see. To have a lump in one's throat.
You know, sometimes when you've got sort of when you've got a cold or anything, you're thinking, oh, it feels like as if I've got a lump in my throat. Yeah, well, in German, we're saying like it feels like as if I've got a little dumpling in my throat.
Like you swallowed a dumpling.
Yeah, or you didn't swallow it and it's still stuck.
You shouldn't eat dumplings whole. That's the whole thing about it. Okay. Phrase five. Kummerspeck.
Yeah, Kummerspeck. That is a German word that doesn't exist in English.
Okay. And I don't know. So let's just go for the translation of the word. And the word is misery bacon. So speck, let's just go back.
Yeah, speck.
Go back. Speck is bacon.
Yeah, it's bacon. It could also be fat. It's a bit difficult to translate properly because it's not quite the same as bacon. But it isn't just fat either.
Okay.
And Kummer is misery or sorrow.
Right. So misery bacon. You're not going to believe this, Roland and Chris, because I actually caught sight of this earlier. This is one of those rare occasions where the English explanation is longer than the German one.
Because there is no word. We don't have word in English.
There is no word, so we've actually got to describe it.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's why we've come down to. We've gone from one German word to six English words. Excess weight gained from emotional overeating. Right.
Yeah, most likely sort of teenagers, yeah. A teenage girl, boyfriend has broken up with her and she's so devastated. She just eats and eats and eats. Of course, could be the other way around as well. And she's putting on weight. Or she's broken up with him. He keeps on eating and puts on weight purely because they are so miserable. Because the love story has ended.
Yeah, okay. Let's take that off and go to Roland. Roland just appreciates the bacon.
Oh, look at his next comment. He says, we call it pigging.
Yeah.
But okay. That's not necessarily just from sorrow,
no.
Is it?
I mean, there's another general term as well, which would be comfort eating. But you're actually
comfort eating is what causes the Kummerspeck. You're right. Yeah, you do the comfort eating, you put on weight, and your body all of a sudden has got this lovely layer of extra fat, which is called Kummerspeck, because it's not really something you wanted.
No, indeed, indeed. And let's go. I think Matt missed a comment.
Read this out?
And Roland is saying, Angelica, I think you need to make Stephen work harder. That's very kind of you, Roland.
That's a nice Christmas present. Thank you, Roland.
Okay, and now we're on to phrase six. Kohldampfhaben.
Kohldampfhaben. Yeah.
Kohldampfhaben. Right, I'm going to make a fool of myself. Coal. Dampf. Cold coal. To have cold coal.
No, coal is not coal. Coal is cabbage.
Ah, right. Okay.
And dampf is steam.
Steamed cabbage. To have steamed cabbage.
Are
you following this, Roland and Chris? This is going to be, well, the literal translation is to have cabbage steam. All right. I'd love to know the origins in a moment. And
I'll tell you in a minute. I didn't know, but I found out.
To have cabbage steam. Our English equivalent is to be starving. Right. Why? Why cold up?
Right. Now, the to be starving is because you're so hungry, you know. Oh, I'm starving. Yeah. And the Germans would say, oh, ich hab Kohldampf. And I don't know where that came from. So I researched it and it said it comes from a language called a Rotwelsch language. And I've never heard of that. I thought, what's that? So I Googled that and I found out it's what's in sort of colloquially in the olden days was called the beggar's language or the crook's language. And it was a secret language of traveling tradespeople.
Ah, a cipher. Now,
I don't know. I'm wondering whether there may be some similarities with the Cockney English, but I don't know.
Well, Cockney English is, we know the rhyming slang.
That's the rhyming bit, isn't it? But I mean, that doesn't really make much sense either.
Right, I'm from Roland.
So this was the sort of the secret language they had. So they used to say "Ich habe Kohldampf" when actually they were just starving and hungry and wanted something to eat. And some of the things from that language has been taken on, and we still use it now.
So it survived. Over to Roland. I'll be fluent in German in the next. Good. Good. You'll know six German phrases and the English equivalent, because we're going to go through them all again in a moment, Roland, and you'll get the German and the English.
And the beauty is actually and this is the really interesting, this is why people are always interested in idioms. We all, it doesn't matter which language you are, we all talk about in idioms a lot. And that's where language learners then struggle. Because if they heard a German saying, I have cabbage steam, they have absolutely no idea what this German person is talking about. Yeah. And so it's and it goes the other way around as well. All the idioms we use are not always literally translatable for foreigners who are learning English.
Very true. Very true. Okay, now to the part that everybody's been waiting for, Angelica especially. This is Angelica's tongue twister of the week, and there is only one.
Yes.
Okay, but the thing is that I say it first, and Angelica's got to say it second. Now, I don't practice. That wouldn't be fair. So there's been no practice. I'm reading it for the first time now, and we're going to go for it now. Klitzer kleine Kinder können keinen Kirschkern nacken.
Knacken. That was pretty good. Yes.
Thank you.
Look, every word starts with a K because today is the letter K. Klitzekleine Kinder können keinen Kirschkern knacken.
Right. Okay. Well, that was pretty good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And the English meaning is not a tongue twister, sadly.
Right. Okay. Can we translate that though?
Yeah.
Very small children
Yeah.
Know nothing about cherries.
No, not quite. It's knacken is to crack. And Kirschkern, you've got the cherry bit, Ryan, but it's the pip. It's the cherry pip.
Thank you, Rowan. That means a lot, because if we've been doing this series four. If you caught me at the beginning, then yeah. So it just shows. And I'm leaving that on for a second. That you can learn a language and you can learn to speak it effectively if you have a language teacher who loves teaching you how to speak, read, and write German. That person is Anke. Right. Okay. So let's go for the English tongue twister. Teeny weeny children can't crack a cherry pit. Right. Okay. Are we using the word pit instead of stone?
Or cherry stone. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But it's unfortunately not a tongue twister in English, whereas in German, it just happens to be the letter K each time.
I'm going to read it once more. Klitz keine Kinder können keinen Kirschkern knacken.
Knacken, yeah.
Okay.
You went into English mode when you read it the first time, because the KN is the K is silent, whereas in German it isn't.
I've learned something, Roland. I've learned something, Chris. I think we've all learned something today. We always do. Okay. Now what we're going to do is now going to do a rewind. The German phrase must be read out in perfect German by Angelica, and I'll attempt the English ones. Okay. So let's go back to the beginning.
Die Kirche im Dorf lassen.
Literal translation is to leave the church in the village, and basically we said that you, whatever you do, you don't, the church, can you just explain what it was again? Because
originally it was like the church needs to stay in the center of the village, and don't exaggerate things and make things worse.
Right. Okay. So no, don't get carried away. Yeah. Okay. Phrase number two.
Einen Kater haben.
English is to have a tomcat, and our equivalent is to have a hangover. We don't get confused when we're hungover. We don't talk about cats. We're just hungover. Okay. So they say.
I've yet to find anybody in Germany who didn't get the meaning of either sentence.
Right.
Okay. Den kürzeren ziehen.
And the English, well, the literal translation is to pull the shorter one. And our English equivalent is to draw the short straw. And phrase four.
Einen Kloß im Hals haben.
Literal translation is to have a dumpling in one's throat. The English equivalent is to have a lump in one's throat. Okay, phrase five.
Kummerspeck.
Which has a literal translation of misery bacon, which is something that's not often mentioned in England.
Not at all.
Has to be said, which is why the English, well, the English sentence is excess weight gained from emotional eating. Okay. Phrase six.
Kohldampf haben.
Okay, to which we have a literal translation, which is to have cabbage steam. And then the English equivalent is to be starving. Now to the bit that I look forward to. This is the tongue twister read out by Angelica.
Klitzekleine Kinder können keinen Kirschkern knacken.
You got the knacken right. That's good. I agree. Totally right. Okay. And the English equivalent, which isn't alliteration, is teeny weeny children can't crack a cherry pit. Okay. Right. Well, that's the end of the program, Angelica,
It
for today.
is. And it's the last one this year.
It is the last one of 2021.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done quite a few shows this year. We finished off the alphabet, the Arbiset.
Oh, of the German towns or cities. Yes, that's
Germantown,
right.
Germantown and cities, that's where we were last January. And then we've started with the, but we've
Idioms.
started with it. I was going to put it on screen again. So this is Ask Angelica, German Language Tuition Translation Idioms. Okay, and tongue twisters, under tongue twister this week. I think we've got a comment coming in from Roland. And Angelica, I've got to say, Roland, you're right there. By doing these programs, Angelica's German is improving.
And
Okay.
I don't want to put off any language learner, but I've been learning German for 63 years.
Now we're only jostling you. Right, it's. I mean, come on, Roland. It's perfect German with a Wiltshire accent. Okay, so yeah, we're doing the idioms at the moment. When do we reconvene?
All being well and good, on the 14th of January, when I will be surprising you with some lovely idioms and a tongue twister with the letter L.
Wunderschön. Von Angelika und ich, wir wünschen euch ein schönes Weihnachten. How's that? You
Yeah.
say it in
Von Angelika und mir. But so, st oh, we do it the other way around. Stephen und ich wünschen euch frohe Weihnachten und ein gutes neues Jahr.
Brilliant. Couldn't said it better. And take care, and we'll see you all again in the new year. Goodbye for now.
Und
Bye.
tschüss von mir.
Bye. Okay.